Oh, I don't know. All the gold in the world would do a pretty darn good job, if you ask me. Good to have you back on the Wall Street Shuffle. 877-326-3255 is our number. I'm Dan Kofold. Danny Stewart is here. Shane Bell is here. The whole Wall Street Shuffle team is here. On the line with us right now, running a little bit late, is Richard Dowdy, the Magombo guru, the not only the famous, but some might even say, no, I was going to say infamous. No, not really. I'm going to stay with famous on this, but we are lucky to have you, my friend. Because,
well, thank you very much, Dan.
And thank you for contributing the articles. We got so much great feedback on that article. Now, see, the only problem with it is now we want more.
If I had more, I'd give it to you.
Well, I ticked you off last week. I'm going to see if I can tick you off this week, because that's all it took. And you were off to the races. If you haven't, by the way, if you have not read some of Magombo's work over the last 10 or 15 years, it is a rare treat to have something as informative, as entertaining, and as pithy and humorous as his writings are. And if you just go back and pick up any article that he has written in the past, most of it can be found out at Agora, and you'll find out why I like him so much. So,
well, thank you very much, Dan. It's very flattering.
Well, you're right. It's too flattering for a man like you. So, all right, brother.
I like to be flattered. Go ahead.
I got to ask you a question, and Danny had it exactly right. I was going to go down my normal path of gold, silver. Danny said, no, Magombo's going to want to talk about other stuff like the Federal Reserve. I said, what a great question. So here's my question, brother. Ron Paul gets to get his vote or his bill voted on tomorrow on the Fed, for the Federal Reserve being audited. First of all, you think there's a snowball's chance in hell that it gets through? And second of all, what do you think we'd find if we did audit the Fed?
What you'd find if you did audit the Fed is pretty much the reason why it won't go through. I don't think there's any chance at all of that, to tell you the truth.
These guys have
been doing stuff that you would not believe for decades.
That's a very clever answer you just gave, Magombo. Is there somebody standing at your door with a very black gun?
It's those helicopters circling my house.
That was more politically correct than I've ever heard you say. All right, I think we would be surprised, because we would find the Federal Reserve with commitments well beyond their balance sheet. I think that's the easiest way to say it.
Well, not only that, but it's where the money has gone, too. I mean, God, the recipients of all that money, you trace that stuff down. I mean, it's going to open up an entire whole new can of worms.
I think so. And I think the other part is, since they stopped reporting M3 back in 2006, I'd like to know what the real money supply is out there.
You know, the reason I stopped, I can see where they stopped publishing M3, because it depends at that final step in the money supply. M3, that includes everything. It includes euro dollar deposits. It includes all kinds of things that I'm not sure are money anymore.
Right.
And so it's hard if you don't include it, is it truly the money supply? And if you don't include it, is that truly the money supply? Why not just forget the whole thing? It doesn't make much difference between M2 and M3 anyway. They're pretty much the same. M3 is a little bit higher than M2, but it's a pretty close approximation.
You know what I think? The average person listening to this show, who's been listening to us for 4 or 5 years, is going to say, and you know, my most basic concern about the Federal Reserve is that they have just, as we said a minute ago, just given money to people. Because without internal controls, Ernst & Young goes in there and does an audit every year, but they do it under rules provided by the Federal Reserve. So it's no audit at all. How do we know that just favorites aren't being picked and they're just truckloads of money being shipped to people? It's simplistic, but how do we not know that?
You do know that. You know that money's going out there somewhere. Come on, Dan. Golly, I've never heard such a simplistic question from you before. How childish. Are you giving me softball questions because you feel sorry for me?
No, I'm trying to get you ticked off to write me another damn article.
Well, you know, I just don't know. There's just so many things going on. You're standing at the abyss, the cliff of the abyss. I mean, that's a pretty good analogy as far as I know. These things are getting completely out of hand here. It's got to come to a crack-up boom, like von Mises said. If you don't voluntarily stop creating fiat currency, eventually you're going to have a crack-up boom. We had the boom, and now's the crack-up part.
Yeah, most of my recalcitrant friends that say that I've been crazy and you've been crazy and this and that are beginning to look at this and say, you know, there is no rational explanation for many of the things that are happening. And if there's no rational explanation, we can always fall back on people like Ayn Rand to describe the fact that maybe we haven't picked the right variables in the equation that we're analyzing. Maybe our assumptions are wrong.
All kinds of assumptions are wrong all over the world. I thought I'd get married and live happily ever after. What a fool I was.
Now, your wife doesn't listen to these broadcasts, does she? All right, so Mike, I guess here's a follow-up to this, is how does anybody right now make a good investment decision when they're making investment decisions based upon numbers that we know are coming out of the BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, Federal Reserve, Treasury, et cetera, and we know the numbers are wrong? So how do we keep from making malinvestments?
Well, you buy silver and gold is the most surefire thing to do, but there's just no thrill in that. And they know the Federal Reserve is going to create more money, and that money will have to flow into the stock markets and the bond markets. And so that's pretty much a sure thing to do. But one day it'll have the crack. It won't work anymore, and that's when gold will rise ascendant and the dollar will fall into the front. But in the meantime, Dan,
yes, sir,
there's money to be made out there because the Federal Reserve is going to create more money in another quantitative ease, a gigantic flood of the stuff.
That's exactly right. The only question now is, does it happen in September, or do they try to hold up and do it sometime in the spring? I think they're going to have to do it before the end of the year.
Continuously as we go along. They just haven't made any formal announcements. I mean, that's just not the way the world really works. It needs a constant drip, drip, drip of money. It's got to be constantly coming in somewhere, and because all that interest is due. And you got to. So where's the money going to come from? Well, they have to borrow it. So the money has to be created so they can borrow it from the banks. So it's being created by not only the Federal Reserve, but we're all in it together. The European Central Bank and the Bank of Japan and the Russians. I don't know who all is involved in this, but everybody's got their feet in the fire. They're coordinating their actions. Everybody's making sure they're plenty of money.
There's a great video that Danny sent me today, and it was talking, and these two little cartoon characters were talking about the Federal Reserve, and they were talking about gold. And their premise was exactly what we've been saying forever, until you get to, you know, kind of sort of the middle of it, and they say, well, why would you be in gold since you know gold, the price of gold is being suppressed? Because every central bank has to be in on this charade right now. They can keep the price of gold suppressed for quite some time. What do you think?
They have kept the price of gold suppressed for quite some time. And they're very good at it. It's just that one of these days, all those people who think they're holding gold but are actually holding paper gold, or they're in some mutual fund somewhere, or some paper gold somewhere, not the real stuff, they're going to come into a big surprise.
Well, that was 2008, and had the Federal Reserve not cranked out about $16 trillion for Europe and for the U.S., people would have seen what was real and what wasn't real.
Yeah, they're desperate. These people are truly desperate, and they've got mortgages to pay, and they got to keep this thing going. They got to keep a job, and they got to do all these things. So yeah, that's why everybody's pretty much toeing the line here, because there's no way to painlessly get out of this thing. We've got to go through a terrible depression. Things getting wiped out left and right. Assets dropping to practically zero value.
Now, you know, Magambo, I got to tell you, I think mutual funds are the place to be right now.
Yeah.
And I think money market accounts in European banks are the right thing. Am I saying anything that's ticking you off right now enough to write me another article?
Mutual funds invest in gold mining stocks is a great idea, and that's exactly where I got most of my IRA money, too.
And you know, the reason I know that's right is not only because you're telling me it's right, but because every financial network on TV is telling me that you're wrong.
But as far as mutual money market funds, you know, you're basically making no money interest-wise, and you're losing about 10% on the inflation. So in purchasing power of those dollars, well, I think money market funds are a terrible investment.
Magambo, we're up against our break, brother. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next week. We will see you soon. Danny and I will be right back after this break.